myself every time I start to deepen my voice during sex. Take me on a circuit cruise where I can peer straight into hell and give all of my power to the heavier men, because I just can't seem to love myself. I refuse to worship you because you're more masculine than me. Tall, dark, and handsome, I chose you at random. It wasn't your personality. I refuse to worship you because you're more masculine than me. Tall, dark, and handsome, I chose you at random. It wasn't your personality.
Are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what is hot and what is not. I'm your host, Dork. You, dear listener, are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, verb, appreciate. Before we get into that, you just heard a fab new song. That was Devour's newest single, XY. Newest single in like about a year, I want to say. So we are eating well. yeah, today's just real cool. Cool verb, appreciate. Something that I like, I think just in general, like, obviously, Devours is a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous local performer. Their other project, Golden Age of Wrestling, amazing project. Like, fabulous performer and also just, like, really lovely person and, like, supporter of local music in Vancouver. And always someone who's so curious about new projects that are coming up, going to shows, supporting new performers, supporting just, like, musicians in Vancouver, and also just like supporting like performers on the West Coast, something that they talk about really consistently both in their Project Vowers, and then also their project Golden Age of Wrestling, and have been really open about is like their frustrations with the music industry in Canada, and like specifically the kind of lack of care and attention that's given to artists who are based in Vancouver on the West Coast in general. And a word that Devours uses like pretty consistently is describing things as underrated, which I think is like a really like kind of like I want to say funny, but it's not real. I don't mean like haha funny or whatever, but it's just kind of like a funny, I think, reframing or just framing, straight up framing of appreciation in general. I guess there's a bit of like an outward kind of like like there's kind of an implied like authority to rate things as like underrated, overrated. But yeah, I just think like appreciation in general is just like a interesting thing, especially in alignment with cool, because like cool as a concept is really like, I feel like it gets a lot of flack maybe as a thing that has an authority, or people kind of like always assume that there's someone else. It really is, I think, like, well, I personally, as a dork, think that cool is something that you, like, define for yourself and embody yourself. Coolness, I think, often, like, is seen as this thing that you are told something is. And then also kind of, like, in turn, like, appreciation, I think, is also really, like, hand in hand with, it is hand in hand with recognition. And, like, I think it's hard to detangle, like, appreciation of effort from recognition of that effort at the same time. Yeah, it's just kind of like some complicated net of things. So that's what we're talking about today. To define really quickly, verb appreciate, to recognize the full worth of, or to rise in value or price. And then the other, I'm just going to define appreciation as well. Recognition and enjoyment of the good qualities of someone or something. So yeah, that's what we're going to be chitting and chatting about today. Before we get into it, let's move right along with some bangers. This next song is Your Day Will Come by Chanel Beads off of their most recent release, Your Day Will Come. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you. solo un rato más, sin dejarnos apagar, sin dejarnos apagar, sin dejarnos apagar. Mirando la ventana turbia, no me escuches, soy muy mala influencia. No te juntes, soy muy mala influencia. No me escuches, soy muy mala influencia. No te juntes, soy muy mala influencia.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Mala Influencia by Ila Mujeres and Mora y Los Metegoles, their most recent single, and I'm obsessed. But just before that, you heard Orb Weaver by Drag out of LA. That's D-R-A-A-G. And then open that set with Your Day Will Come by Chanel Beads, most recent release, an album titled Your Day Will Come. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool. Verb, appreciate. Appreciate, more like appreciate with A-T-E capitalized at the end, a la internet lingo. we opened that since I was talking about, like, or we opened the show, excuse me, with, like, talking about, like, appreciation and, like, recognition and, like, but really kind of like why I wanted to do this topic was because I was thinking about fashion and how there's so much emphasis on or connection between newness in fashion and like things being cool. And like I think of like the spine breaker phenomenon, which is this thing where people in an effort to like be socially accepted or stay socially relevant will like really like jeopardize their livelihoods to have like brand name backpacks, coats, whatever, like kind of like really prescribed to you an idea of like what they're supposed to have in a way that like isn't really financially sustainable. And that I think is like a common, like people talk about that all the time, whatever. Not whatever, but that's not what I want to talk about, because I'm thinking specifically in fashion, like the emphasis on newness and like new runways being very coveted. There's almost an equal interest in archive pieces, which I think is coming back because it, or like, I think obviously like anyone who's like interested in fashion, I'm thinking of like wealthy people, celebrities, whatever, who are interested in fashion and like engage with that world a lot. I can imagine that there's always been like some kind of like in the know kind of energy around like, oh, like, you know, this designer, or like you value this piece, whatever. But I really think that like in the past like 5 years, I don't think it's like a stretch to say that interest in archival pieces has really gone up. And yeah, this like emphasis on memorable, like iconic pieces and garments that really demonstrate the person's like in being in the know. And I really think of like the Kardashians with this as like kind of archetypes of celebrity, specifically of like the 2010s and then now the 2020s as well, of like if we think of like, for example, Kylie Jenner, who like came up as a child and kind of like in relationship to Kim Kardashian, who like wasn't a real celebrity. I'm like putting that in air quotes, but like was kind of seen as like, I like don't know how else to say this, but like a trashy celebrity. Like, I don't know if I agree with that, whatever. Like the Kardashians are very problematic people. But like in terms of celebrity culture, like they, I think for a long time were, yeah, like really seen as like lowbrow celebrities, like didn't have a talent, whatever. And then I think a lot of like how they garnered kind of status was like in being invited to current shows, pulling current pieces, like wearing current designers, and like not really straying too far from like established norms of beauty and fashion. And then as they've kind of become more established as forces in the celebrity world, they've started experimenting more with pulling real wearable art from famous runways that like aren't super mainstream, aren't like super replicable, I think is the big thing, is how replicable are these pieces. And especially in like them coming up like after the recession in 2008, like wearing like really niche structural pieces or whatever, like it wasn't relatable, people like weren't interested in that. And now we're seeing this like kind of rise in memory and notability and notoriety almost, and like you're kind of not supposed to get it, if you know you know, kind of energy. So just kind of thinking about like, yeah, appreciation and memory maybe. But we have to move along. This next song is Nothing to See by Homeshake. It's their newest single, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta, featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Yeah.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city commonly known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Bimbofication by ZDBT and Prado Monroe off of their ZDBT's album, 2022 album, Evening Star. Just before that was Such Is Love by Cruza, and then opened that set with Nothing to See by Homeshake. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's Home Top for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you, and today's 7 minutes that were cool is cool verb appreciate. Speaking of appreciate, what is the definition of appreciation? Great question. It is recognition and enjoyment of the good qualities of someone or something. We kind of were talking about this at the very beginning of the show, so I'm not going to get too into it, but I think it's like interesting how, yeah, the values embedded into appreciation and like good qualities like versus bad, like ratings and rankings kind of being built into what appreciation even is. So that's all I'm going to say about that because we're running out of time. This next song is Intelligent Design by Sebaceous Dirigibles. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh, in the water, I see myself again. With face unshaven. Intelligent design. It's just the wind that brought me back to port. I could yell, oh God, why are you so unkind? Though I know it's really nothing of the sort. These endings are so messily defined. Though I thought we'd carry on for one drink more. Chemicals had other plans in mind. Plus, I'm pretty sure I'm half a dollar short. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. And I know what I know. And maybe that's enough.
Say you miss it. Tell you right now, I am tuned in to Crimes and Treasons, goddammit.
Hey, what is up, Isaiah Rashad?
Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy, Just Blaze.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's Bodega Bams, a.k.a. Poppy, a.k.a. Young Don Francisco.
Hey, yo, it's Baby No Money.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Terrell Safady.
Hey, what's up? It's Tion Kidd.
What up? This is Stango.
And this is your boy, Waldo.
And you're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Yeah, bitch.
What's up? This is Peanut Butter Wolf. You're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio.
Hello, this is Blow Flyer.
Hey, this is Halo.
Hey, what's up? It's St. John, and you're not listening to Crimes and Treasons. It's lit.
Hey, I know who it is, man. It's your boy, Saha the Prince.
Yo, what up, though? This is Ill Tone from Blacktivity.
Yo, peace, family. It's your Guala Dizzy Rice.
Yo, this is Remy Wolf.
Hey!
Yo, what's poppin', man? It's I Am Super.
It's J Worthy, a.k.a. P Worthy.
Hey, yo, you already know what time it is. It's your boy, ASAP Yams, a.k.a. Yamborghini, a.k.a. Lil Newport, a.k.a. I got too many motherfucking aliases, but you already know what time it is. Crime and treason in this motherfucking. Shout out to these motherfuckers, they putting it down with that real trill shit.
Yo, it's Camp Blow Out.
Crimes and treasons, that's what we believe in while we blowing the treason.
Crooks out.
Tune in to Vancouver's rap radio show every Tuesday, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
MRG Live presents the moving, heartbreaking, and inspiring Hannah Whipland, live at the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, May 4th, with local group Brat Boy. With media comparisons to Alanis Morissette and Stevie Nicks, you don't want to miss out. Get your tickets now at admitone.com.
Never mind me, cause I'm icy. On the rocks, on the wave, feeling like I'm never sure. I have a meltdown. have a drink to set it raw. On the rocks, on the way, feeling like I'm never sure. Spew it out from the core, like a volcano. Burn it all down, let it sink to, let it pour, let it pour. Never mind me, cause I'm icy. Let it fall, have a meltdown, have a drink to set it raw. On the rocks, on the way, feeling like I'm never sure. Feeling like I'm never sure, so never mind me, cause I'm icy. Let it fall, have a meltdown, have a drink too. Set it raw, on the rocks, on the wave. Feeling like I'm never sure, never sure, never sure. Leave a mark on the earth, digging like I'm never torn. Like a rose bed with my heart out and get born. Keep it short, me with an arrow, but I'm never sure. Feel I'm stepping on a treble dawn. Cause I'm icy, let it fall, have a meltdown, have a drink too. Set it raw, on the rocks, on the wave. Feeling like I'm never sure. So I'm feeling like I'm never sure. So never mind me, cause I'm icy. Let it fall, have a meltdown, have a drink too. Set it raw, on the rocks, on the wave. Feeling like I'm never sure. Never dawn since I came to earth. I've been feeling like I'm never born. Keep it short, me, but I'm feeling like I'm never sure. Never sure. Feel I'm stepping on a treble dawn. Deepen like I'm ever torn. Like a rose bed with my heart out and get formed. Let it sink to a let it pour. Leave a mark on the earth. Burn it all down. Let it sink to a let it pour. Cause I'm icy, let it fall, have a meltdown, have a drink too. Set it raw, on the rocks, on the wave. Feeling like I'm never sure. So I'm feeling like I'm never sure. So never mind me, cause I'm icy. Let it fall, have a meltdown, have a drink too. Set it raw, on the rocks, on the wave. Feeling like I'm never sure.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Never Sure by John Glacier off of their Like a Ribbon EP. Just before that was Caroline Polachek's newest single, Starburned and Unkissed, and then opened that set with Sebaceous Dirigible's song Intelligent Design off of their album Agua de Vida. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CHS one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool verb appreciate. What is one definition of the word appreciate? To rise in value or price. In my opinion, via percolation, which just means, as in my brain, as time passes, the aforementioned good qualities that we identified through appreciation in the first place as a noun, like build upon themselves. So like something about like, yeah, that memorability, that notoriety, that iconic element that like fashion can have, which is going back to what we were talking about earlier in the episode. It like builds upon itself, and like lore and like, yeah, appreciation is kind of just like built around this versus depreciation, which is a very like material thing. I feel like, I guess memes depreciate in value, like they kind of become played out quite quickly. And that's maybe more about like saturation than actual real value. But I think of like cars as like the classic depreciation, like it loses value as soon as you drive it off the lot. But then they sometimes cars, they come right back around. So who's to say what's real and what's not? What's a pattern? I don't know. But you know what is? I do know. Cycles. happen all the time. We have to move right along. This next song is Snoopy by Lokman off of their SD2 album, and you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Oh,
listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamino-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Moving Window by Eli Murrow off of their most recent release, Tributaries. Just before that was Echo Tracer with the song Epcot Racer, Stopping Threshold Strange Ranger Remix off of their fabulous, in my opinion, fabulous release, Fucking Two-Two Step. Pardon my mal-fresh. Mon français. And then just before that was Snoopy with, Lokman with the song Snoopy off of their SD2 release. Thank you so much for listening to Teachable Moments this week. Today's definition of the word cool was cool verb appreciate. We're going to close the show with Free Play Angels' most recent single, Your Charm. And yeah, I just want to say I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
It's a good thing that you're here.